The Africa Report.
So, Kusibiya, editor at Africa.com, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. How are you doing?
Hello, Abungile, and to listeners.
Hello, thank you so much, Soku. And are we starting off with playing the clip on what we should draw from the Kenyan elections?
Yes.
Great and wonderful Republic of Kenya, for the confidence that they have shown in me, my administration, and to them, ours is just a pledge that we shall continue with the work that we have already started and rededicate ourselves even more towards serving this great nation and our people. Thank you very much, Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was Uhuru Kenyatta. That is the president-elect of Kenya. On Tuesday, last week Tuesday, Kenya went to vote, and he was elected for his second term in office. Now, just to give you a brief history on Kenya, in 2007-2008, during the election time then, the post-election violence became very, was a cause for concern for many people in Kenya. Over 1,000 people died, over 600,000 people were actually displaced due to that violence. So, you know, whenever elections happen in Kenya, it's always tense. Even the media reporting is always tense because voting is always across ethnic lines sometimes. But what I like about that clip, and what, if you listen to the whole clip, the whole speech, when Uhuru Kenyatta basically took accepted the result that he had won by 54%, was that, you know, I think people, even in the electorate, need to have this political literacy that, you know, after a hectic campaigning and the results, people need to understand that at the end of the day, it takes the opposition and the ruling party to make a country great. And that's his message, that, you know, even after the fight, you know, the figurative fight of basically campaigning, they still need to come together and still work for the people of Kenya. And that happens through peace and cooperation between both parties, the opposition and the ruling party. There has been some tension right now in Kenya after these previous elections, but they're all adamant, you know, some opposition parties and the president-elect, that they need to be peaceful, that, you know, we can't all win. And that was his message, that we can't all win all the time, and we still need to be able to accept defeat without being violent about it. And that's the message that he's giving. And that's the message that I hope, you know, many people or many presidents were able to give to the electorate when results come in. That, you know, sometimes you just don't get the result that you want, but doesn't mean we need to turn to violence. We need to then now start building the country and actually fighting politically in terms of holding those people in office to account through means of constitutional democracy, through means of the law, and not by weapons.
All right, Soko, absolute pleasure once again talking to you. And certainly these are very, very wise words. And some wonders, you know, you look at it and you think of Kenya as that country that was one of the leaders when it came to democracy. And to see what's happening there now, it's certainly a worrying trend. But Soko, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. To you listening.